Hey, everybody, and welcome back. We're diving into something that's probably on a lot of your minds if you own a home. Home equity.
Yeah.
And those interest rates that can really make or break a financial decision.
Absolutely.
So if you're even thinking about tapping into that equity, smart move to be informed.
Absolutely.
We've got some really interesting sources here to help us break it all down.
Yeah.
We've got a recent survey on homeowner awareness of all these different home equity options.
Okay.
And then an expert article that really digs into the factors that are pushing and pulling on those interest rates.
All right.
So we're going to try to unpack how these rates even work.
Yeah.
What's making them tick right now.
Right.
And most importantly, help you figure out if now is the time to act or if it's better to maybe wait a little bit.
Yeah, good questions.
So first things first, I was really struck by this survey we got.
Okay.
It said that 83% of homeowners are at least familiar with the idea of borrowing against their home equity.
Wow.
So clearly this is something that's on people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a hot topic for sure.
Especially with, you know, the economy.
Right.
And how prices have been going. It's like,
absolutely.
Okay, maybe we need to explore some options here.
Yeah, makes sense.
Our second source, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this expert article. It gets into all the nitty-gritty of how those interest rates actually work.
Right.
And it's definitely more complicated than you might think at first.
It is. And, you know, a lot of it boils down to these benchmarks like the prime rate.
Okay.
Which, if you're not familiar, is heavily influenced by what the Federal Reserve does.
Oh, the Fed.
Right. And remember all those rate hikes they've been doing to try and fight inflation?
Oh, yeah. I think we're all feeling those.
Yeah. Everyone's wallets are a little lighter these days.
Exactly. But so how do those hikes actually connect to home equity rates?
Well, basically, when the Fed raises rates, it costs banks more to lend money, right?
Right.
And those costs trickle down
to
anyone who's borrowing, including people looking at home equity loans.
So it's like a chain reaction.
Exactly. A ripple effect.
Okay. So that explains why we've seen rates go up. But our sources also mentioned some potential shifts on the horizon.
Right. They do. There's this growing sense that the Fed might actually pause those rate hikes soon or even reverse some of them.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like inflation might be cooling off a bit.
Okay.
Which could give the Fed some breathing room.
So that's got to be good news for homeowners, right?
Potentially, if the Fed eases up, it could push those home equity rates down, making those loans a little less expensive.
Okay. A glimmer of hope.
Right.
But I have a feeling it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
Well, you're right. We can't ignore the economic uncertainties out there.
Right.
I mean, things like those geopolitical events, you know, what's going on in a specific region.
Yeah.
That could really mess with global supply chains.
Oh.
And lead to even more inflation.
So the Fed might get cold feet about changing course too quickly.
Yeah, they have to be careful.
And then there's all the talk about a potential recession.
Right, which usually means less spending.
Right.
Economic slowdown.
Yeah.
And that makes the Fed's job even tougher.
So it's like a balancing act for them.
Yeah, they're trying to weigh the risks of inflation.
Right.
Against, you know, the potential impact of their decisions on the economy as a whole.
So easing inflation could bring rates down.
Right.
But all these other things could keep them elevated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. But honestly, I always tell homeowners to focus on their own situation.
Yeah.
More than trying to perfectly time the market.
Ooh, right. There's not one size fits all.
Exactly. For some people, waiting for rates to drop might make sense.
Okay.
But for others, they might need that money now.
Yeah.
Whether it's for a home renovation,
right,
debt consolidation, and an unexpected expense.
Yeah.
In those cases, even a slightly higher rate might be worth it.
So it's about finding that balance
between
what's happening in the economy and what's right for you.
Exactly.
But what about homeowners who are thinking really long term?
Okay.
What are experts predicting for home equity interest rates in, say, 2025 and beyond?
Well, you know, economic forecasting, it's not an exact science.
Right.
But our sources do suggest we might see some stabilization.
Okay.
Or even a decline in rates around 2025.
So some potential relief on the horizon.
Maybe.
But
it all hinges on how inflation behaves.
Okay.
And how the Fed reacts to any surprises in the economy.
Right. Because things are always changing.
Always.
So staying informed and keeping an eye on those economic indicators.
Yeah.
That's essential.
Absolutely.
For making good decisions about home equity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about the interest rates, right?
No, there's a whole personal finance piece to consider too.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're going to delve into in the next part of our deep dive.
Great.
But before we go, I do want to remind everyone that you can actually get a head start.
Oh, yeah.
On understanding your home equity options right now
by
getting pre-approved.
Good idea.
It's a great way to see what kind of rates you might qualify for.
Absolutely.
And just get a clearer picture of what's possible.
Yeah. Takes the guesswork out of it.
Exactly.
Pre-approval is a powerful tool.
We'll be right back after a short break to explore those personal finance considerations in more detail. Welcome back to our deep dive into home equity.
Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking about all those big economic factors.
Right. The Fed inflation.
Exactly. And how they can impact those interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
But now we need to bring it down to earth a little.
Yeah.
You know, what does it actually mean for a homeowner?
Right. For you.
Who's thinking about, you know, finally tackling that kitchen remodel.
Yeah, that dream kitchen.
Or maybe consolidating some high interest debt.
Absolutely.
So it's all about your personal financial landscape.
Right.
Right alongside that big picture stuff.
Exactly.
So let's say you've been eyeing that kitchen remodel.
Yeah.
Hoping that rates will drop a bit more before you jump in.
A lot of people are in that boat.
Yeah, that wait and see mode.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a really interesting point earlier about how sometimes that delay can actually work against you.
Right, because while you're waiting for that perfect rate,
the
cost of everything else could be going up.
Yeah, I remember reading in one of our sources that inflation can really push up the price of materials.
Absolutely.
Labor.
Mm-hmm.
So you could end up paying more in the long run.
Right, it's that opportunity cost.
Right.
You might save a little on the rate.
Yeah.
But the overall project gets more expensive.
And then there's, you know, the time you spend waiting.
Oh, yeah. The intangible costs.
Yeah. I could be enjoying my amazing new kitchen right now.
Exactly. Sometimes it's better to just go for it.
Right. Be decisive.
Mm-hmm. Weigh the pros and cons.
Yeah.
But sometimes taking action is the best move.
So it sounds like the best time to tap into your home equity.
Yeah.
Isn't always about snagging the absolute lowest interest rate.
It's about what works for you.
Right. It's about your goals. Your timeline.
Your life.
Your life, exactly.
And remember, even if you decide to go ahead now, there's always the possibility of refinancing later.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, if rates take a big dip,
okay,
you've got options.
So for homeowners who are starting to really think seriously about using their home equity, what's your advice on how they should start navigating this whole process?
Get pre-approved.
Pre-approved.
Yeah, for a home equity loan or line of credit.
Okay.
It's like a financial checkup.
You see where you stand.
Exactly. You know what rates you qualify for.
Okay.
How much you can borrow.
Uh-huh.
What your monthly payments might look like.
And it's no obligation.
Right. You're just gathering information.
Right.
So you can make informed decisions.
I like that, informed decisions.
It takes the guesswork out of it.
It does.
And, you know, if you want even more personalized advice,
okay,
talking to a financial advisor or a lender can be really helpful.
They can walk you through everything.
They can help you compare different loan options.
Right.
Maybe explore other financing strategies and really just create a plan that works for you.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's all about having the right tools and resources.
So you feel confident.
Confident and in control.
I like that.
So for anyone who's ready to take that first step
towards
exploring those home equity options.
Where should they start?
I recommend checking out AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Okay.
They can walk you through that pre-approval process.
Great.
And answer any questions you might have.
We'll be sure to include that link in our show notes.
Perfect.
So everyone can easily find it.
Even if you're not ready to tap into your home equity right this second.
Right.
Just understanding these tools and strategies can be so valuable.
It's all about building that financial literacy.
Absolutely.
And feeling empowered.
Exactly.
To make choices that are right for you.
That's what it's all about.
Awesome. Well, let's take a quick pause.
Okay.
And then we'll come back with our final thoughts.
Sounds good.
And some key takeaways from our deep dive into home equity.
Looking forward to it.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've talked about so much.
Ah, we have.
From those big economic forces to, you know, really making sure home equity decisions fit into your own financial goals.
Right. It's got to be a personal decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
you
mentioned something earlier that really stuck with me.
Oh, yeah.
About how even if someone's not planning to use their home equity right now,
right,
just understanding these financial trends can be so beneficial in the long run.
It really, I think of it like having a superpower almost.
A financial superpower.
Yeah. You know, if you understand how those economic indicators work, and how they can impact things like interest rates,
right,
you're ahead of the game.
I like that it's like a secret weapon.
It is. It's about being empowered.
Right.
Like, let's say you're thinking about refinancing your mortgage down the road.
Okay.
Or maybe you're saving for a down payment on a new place.
Right.
Knowing how interest rates move and why they move can give you a real edge.
It's like having a crystal ball.
Kinda, but it's not magic. It's knowledge.
Right.
You can anticipate those shifts in the market and make smarter choices for your long-term financial well-being.
So even if home equity isn't on your mind right this second,
mm-hmm.
staying informed about all this stuff can pay off big time later.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's a great takeaway.
Financial awareness, it's a journey.
It's not a one-time thing.
Nope. It's ongoing, always learning, always adapting.
Right. Making choices that help you reach your goals.
Whatever those goals might be.
Well said. So for our listeners who are ready to dive into those home equity options, we always encourage you to take that first step and get pre-approved.
It's a great way to start.
No risk, just information.
You can see what rates you might qualify for.
Exactly.
And what's even possible for you.
And AmericanMultiLenders.com is a great place to do that.
They really are. They make it easy.
We'll include that link in our show notes as always.
Perfect.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into home equity.
This has been a good one.
We hope you found it insightful and helpful.
Yeah, lots to think about.
Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to making those big financial decisions.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.